We're going to speak today about a very, very important sefer written by one of the Rishonim. One of the things in learning, which is important to know, is to be able to identify on different topics who are the people most likely to have spoken about particular issues. So if you're learning, as an example, if I'm learning a sugya in Seder Kachim, so how do I find Mikoro? So one of the helpful things to know is who is most likely to write about particular topics. There is a very important sefer written by one of the great Rishonim, Rabbeinu David Avudraham, different ways of saying the last name, but the Avudraham was one of the great Rishonim who wrote a sefer which is largely on Inyanei Tefillah and Brachos. Inyanei Tefillah and Brachos. Why does he write the sefer? So here's a couple interesting things to know. There are, in general, when it comes to different Sfarim, so one of the questions is who is the intended audience and why is the author writing the book? Often in their hakdamas, at least among those we saw them that wrote hakdamas, they will tell you who their intended audience was. Interestingly, when you have Sfarim that don't have hakdamas, we sometimes have to go through the Sefer and try to figure out who the intended audience was. Lavitch Rebbe, it's well known, did that with Rashi's commentary on Chumash, trying to figure out who was the intended audience of that particular Sefer. The Avudraham is very clear what is going on. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so there was the opportunity to offer karbanos. And that was the focal point of our avodah. That was where we were able to particularly worship Ribbono Shel Olam. However, Avonoseinu HaRabim, we live in a world of Chorban based of Chorban. In the world of Chorban, Tefillah becomes and plays an even more dominant role. Al Shlosh Dvarim HaOlam Omed, one of the things that the world stands on is avodah. And some of the Rishonim even point out that there was a shift. Originally, the world stood by based on Inyanei Karbanos. But now we have Tefillah. The Avudraham writes, his Sefer is intended, and here's the interesting thing, it is not intended for the biggest Talmid Chachamim in the world. It is not intended as a Sefer, which is there, to give tons of Chidushim. It is a Sefer, which is there, so that the Hamon Am, people that are sitting there and are davening and are saying brachos, can understand better different Minhagim, can get Chizuk and inspiration and insight into different practices and different brachas. He writes, sometimes it will have gematrias and we'll have ideas in Pshat, that it's really an amazing Sefer, which was a work written as a popular work. Like many of the Chavetz Chaim Sfarim were not always written for the biggest in the Chachamim. Some of the Chavetz Chaim Sfarim were also written just for the common people to be able to spread and to increase their level of knowledge. The Avudraham, in many ways, was writing a work for the average person. I remember, I believe, if I remember correctly, growing up in New Rochelle, Rabbi Fink used to often say, the Rabbi of the Shul, that sometimes you have Sfarim that are written for the masses, like the Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and it's always important to remember that because the Sefer is written for the masses does not mean that it was not written by a huge Talmud Chacham, and the individual shittos found in that Sefer are the shittos of Gedolei Olam. So the author of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was an absolute giant. The fact that he happened to have written a Sefer in easier language for the masses does not mean that therefore it's written by a guy who doesn't know that much, and that's why he was writing to that group. He was Echad Migedolei Yisrael, Migedolei HaPoskim, who was writing a Sefer for those that were somewhat less knowledgeable. So the Avudraham is along those lines also. The Sefer not written for the biggest Talmidei Chachamim in the world, we'll all be fine. Myself, you know, I learn a lot reading it, for sure, which I think all of us are in that category. The Avudraham is a Sefer, though, which is there not only to move, inspire, and get insight into our Tefillah and Brachos. The Avudraham is there for something else also. He happens to have some very, very famous and very well-known shittos. And he has some comments which are very important to be familiar with. And it's interesting in the following way. As an example, one of the most famous comments of the Avudraham is a comment quoted by the Beis Yosef. As a quote to the Avudraham, it is the Mar Makom that is quoted every year on Asara B'Teves. People that are looking to identify what's unique about Asara B'Teves always quote this Avudraham. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef. Avudraham says that unlike Tisha B'Av and unlike Tanis Esther, and if Asara B'Teves would fall on Shabbos, it would be Docha Shabbos. It would be Docha Shabbos. So writes the Avudraham as quoted by the Beis Yosef. The Rav Derech Agav thought that must be a misprint. That doesn't make any sense at all. But that's an idea which many Achronim try to explain, understand what's going on there. That's an Avudraham. The Avudraham happens to have a very famous comment also. I think these are probably two of the more famous. A very famous comment, a theory of his, as to why women are pater, are pturos, mimitvos asei shazman grama. The Gemara in Kiddushin speaks about it. The Avudraham has a theory that is not only a Gezeiros HaKasav, it's not the most politically correct Avudraham in the world, although it does get used, interestingly enough, in different ways. Maybe we'll speak about it at some point in time. The Avudraham understands that because women are Meshubadim, that women are there to support, to help,
their husbands and to help their family, and if they were obligated in time-bound mitzvahs, that would be a complete mess because they wouldn't be able to focus that much on their husbands and family because they'd have to do mitzvahs at a particular time. So they're chayav in all mitzvahs that are not limited to particular times, but those mitzvahs that have to be done at a particular time, the Torah patterned them from, so they'd be able to focus a little bit more on their husbands and the like. It's a very well-known comment of the Avudraham. Achronim do a lot with that Avudraham. One day we will, as Hashem and Bli Neder, be able to speak about it, but it's certainly there. We referenced yesterday an additional comment of the Avudraham, which Avudraham often is important for discussions about Birchos HaMitzvah. Yesterday we spoke about the Avudraham, speaking at the Bracha of Shasimcha B'Ma'ono. What kind of Bracha is it? Is it a Bracha? Is it not a Bracha? When do you recite it? Why do you recite it? But he does that for many of the Birchos HaMitzvah, and he often as well will speak about, from other Rishonim, he'll speak about why there are certain brachas that don't get mitzvahs. Sorry, why there are certain mitzvahs that don't have brachas, and why other mitzvahs do get brachas. He's really one of the more important svarim which is out there. One interesting facet of the Avudraham, and here's a point which I think some of us will be sensitive to, and you may have even picked up on, or maybe even we may have felt it a little bit yesterday. The Avudraham, and to be mocked in the point, is quoted in lots of different svarim. The Avudraham is quoted tens of times in the Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, he quotes in Siman Gimel in the way beginning about the reason why, even though the Gemara says there's a certain phrase that you would say when you would go to the bathroom about telling the angels to wait outside. The Avudraham says nowadays we don't assume that we have angels with us. You are to assume, and therefore we don't say that phrase. He's quoted in the Halachic Svarim. He's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. He's quoted in the Bir Halacha and the Shaar Tzion often. The Avudraham is very much relevant in the world of practical halacha. The Avudraham also plays a role in the world of machshava because he gives so much insight into the sitter, so much insight into tefillah. He speaks a lot about Shabbos and the tefillah of Shabbos and fast days and ta'anit. So you often have the Avudraham also gets quoted by Bali machshava. So Tzadok quotes the Avudraham all the time. Tzadok quotes the Avudraham a lot, and the Imri Emes, and other Ksitzes Farim that are quoting the Avudraham. He also gets quoted, aside from the world of halacha and the world of machshava. He has it quoted in the world of lamdas, that there are achronim, when you're talking about certain sugyas and brachos mitzvah, like we did yesterday, speaking about Shasimcha B'Ma'ono, there are achronim that speak about, Vilyashiv speaks about Salvechik, many of the achronim speak about the Avudraham in the context of lamdas also. When you have people like that, you often end up in a particular issue, which is sometimes there are comments of the Avudraham, like the one we referenced before about women's tour from Mitzvah and Grama. Sometimes he says something and it's clear it's a halachic comment. It's clear it's halachic. When the Avudraham says, as an example, it's not for David on Shabbos, you fast, there's a halachic comment. Sometimes the Avudraham has things which is clearly not a halachic comment. He's giving you insight. And the Avudraham speaks about how Friday night davening refers to the Shabbos of Maisa Bereishis. Shabbos morning davening speaks about the Shabbos and it's connected to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And Shabbos Mincha time, he speaks about the Shabbos of La'asa Lavo. It's not a halachic comment. That's a very important comment in Machshava, and many Bali Machshava speak about it. You will sometimes have comments of the Avudraham where you may not be sure how to categorize it. This is a comment of a halachic nature. This is a comment of more of a machshava, hashkafic kind of a nature. And sometimes that will impact. Avudraham, as a women's issue, that's a halachic shayla, that's a halacha, that's nafkaminas, or that's not an insight he's giving. Sometimes the Avudraham in particular, it becomes a little bit hard sometimes to know how to categorize particular comments of his. But either way, it is certainly a great sefer to be aware of. They have increasingly some better editions of the Avudraham, which give you some of the different ksav yads, as well as some other svarim that speak about the Avudraham, so that it happens to be very, very helpful in general. Again, Birchos HaMitzvahs and Shacharis and Kriyas Shema, if you want to learn more about Tefillah in particular, it certainly is a wonderful sefer to be familiar with, the Avudraham. One other thing to...